Yeah, I think that's another insult to the people of Donegal, particularly those communities over Melton, Lifford and Stranorlar, where for the last 2 years they've been at their wits' end because the minister at the time in January 2016 announced that the beds, the long-term beds in those hospitals were to be replaced with a new facility built in Letterkenny. And despite all of their efforts, despite all of the campaigning, the public meetings, the marches, the support that I and other politicians in the county have given them, we still have the minister not turning up for the debate and instead sending in a junior minister and telling us what we have been told for the last 2 years, and that is that the beds are not fit for capacity, that they are not reversing the decision of 2016, which was to replace the beds, even though we keep on being told privately that everything will be okay.
Now, this is off the back of Minister Daly, the junior health minister, visiting Donegal last night. He also did not seem to be able to shed any more light on a firm commitment on the future of the three community hospitals in question.
It's absolutely ridiculous, and it's not acceptable at this stage. And I said it at the public meeting on Friday night with over 500 people in attendance. No way is St. Joseph's going to close down Remelton or Lifford, because we will not let them close down. The community will not let them close down, and we in Sinn Féin will stand shoulder to shoulder with the community. And I think it's deeply insulting that we have a minister coming down in a Fine Gael organised public meeting and basically telling the community nothing 2 years on, and still can't tell us that the beds will be maintained, that the beds will be retained. Everybody knows that we need additional beds in the county. The idea that we would close long-term beds in these three hospitals makes no sense. At a time, as we speak, we have patients in Letterkenny General Hospital that should be in our community hospitals. We have patients there who have been there for weeks on end, some of them months on end, who need to be in our community hospitals, but we don't have enough beds. And in their wisdom, the Fine Gael government, with Joe McHugh sitting around the cabinet table, is telling us still today, 2 years on, that the plan of the HSE is to replace the long-term beds in those three community hospitals. It makes no sense, and it is unfair what this government is doing to the communities there, but most importantly to the families of those residents who call St. Joseph, Lifford and Remelton their home. And I think it's high time that the government clarified this issue. What we need is a plan that's been submitted from the Northwest to national level approved, which means that funding will be going into bringing those hospitals up to the necessary standard. That's what's required. We won't settle for anything less, and only when we get that will we have some certainty that those beds will remain within the system.
Piers.